What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that lacks music. Do you like music? We like music. Do you like music? Well, my name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Great, Terry. And you?
I too am well.
Fucking brilliant to hear it, pal.
Absolutely, man.
Oh, I've missed this.
Yeah? Missed the last week.
It's on me.
If you can guess. We're doing the radio show, Radio Blah Blah, as requested by one of our lovely patrons.
Can't remember the name. Sorry, it was 3 weeks ago. I forgot.
We're going to get right into the music, and Andy has a lovely song prepared for you.
Folks, I have been waiting for this day for 2 weeks. You might even say I've been awaiting on you all. Delightful.
Need a love list. Don't need a bed plan. You don't need a heart as your full of mic. The mess that you're in. If you open up your heart, you know what I mean. With people who need to love, that is a way for you to get clean. By chanting the names of the Lord, and you'll be free. The Lord is the way to love your heart.
So we've come right in out the gate with a song that I was okay. Could have done that during the song.
But then they don't hear the crisp opening of my Coke Zero.
I've gone with a Red Bull for the first time in about 7 years.
I noticed that. You're not going to sleep at all tonight.
I'll sleep. I'll be fine.
All right.
I'll be fine.
It's bad for your heart, my friend.
I'm one of these pricks now who's reading the back of things all the time. Plenty of calories in that, but. 46 calories in 100 mil of this. Isn't that mental?
In 100 mil?
In 100 mil. So that's like, what, 100 calories for this?
More.
Well, whatever. I mean,
2.5.
You do the math. You're the math guy.
I'm probably a little over 100, yeah. Right?
So, but yeah, that George Harrison song, just to put a little bow on that, I was raging with myself that I didn't mention it in my Beatles solo thing that we did a few weeks
ago. Wasn't it? It was post-Beatles bangers.
Yes, post-Beatles bangers, excuse me. And I bloody love this one. And
I mean, that album is a treasure trove.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, if you want to get into George Harrison, start there and stop there, really.
We'll give you a select few others to take.
And all the Beatles stuff before it, but I'd call it at 73, to be honest. Yeah. With a brief foray back in 87, and then get out again.
What about concert? I mean, I guess 73, concert for Bangladesh as well.
72.
There you go.
Two, one. Terry, how the bloody hell are you?
I've been brilliant, Andy.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I've been brilliant.
Why?
Because remember that run I was telling you I was on?
Oh, your hot streak of movies. Yeah. You kept it going?
Get your fingers out. I want you to count.
Okay.
So, since we've last spoken, since we were last recorded.
We're not talking about them all, are we?
No. We're right. We're going to count this, right? I've watched Inside Out 2. The Fablemans, West Side Story, Moomins and the Winter Wonderland, The Boy and the Heron, Palm Springs,
Six,
Weird, the Al Yankovic story.
Okay,
you counting?
Yeah, I'm counting.
Snack Shack.
It's like one of those Seinfeld movies.
Conclave. I don't feel at home.
Sounds wrong.
I don't feel at home in this world anymore.
I've heard of that.
Fletch. Confess Fletch. And The Town. This week's movie on our exclusive Patreon tier. The low fee of €5 a month over on Patreon / What's So Great About. So 13 out of 14.
Wow.
13 movies out of 14.
I'm
actually disappointed that I didn't get the 14.
Well, what you'll have to do now is you'll have to double up. You're not going to watch one tonight, I assume.
Maybe. I've got Clint Eastwood's last ever movie, Juror Number 2, sitting there on the box waiting for me.
How long is that? Clint Eastwood. Yeah, you lost me at Clint Eastwood. I bet you it's over 2:30.
No, minimum. I don't think so. No, Clint is in and out.
Is
he? Yeah, kind of.
I guess when you're that close to the end.
94, he made a movie.
Some
good stuff
that's
there.
That's impressive. Hey, tell me what you thought of The Boy and the Heron.
That was really good.
Did you like it, yeah?
Like,
that's one I want to watch again.
Yeah, I think I need to watch it again. Yeah. I kind of drifted for parts in it.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, 40 minutes have passed in this movie, and it's like, he's kind of just found the tower.
Yeah.
And then the scene where it's like the heron pulls back its beak and and then I was like, what? I was like mesmerized.
That was the point where Joni's like, I don't think we should watch this. And I was like, yep, that's good call.
Pattinson is fucking, he's killing it with the voice.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really interesting because it seems to me that the movie, now this is might read, it might be not correct. It's like what you leave behind and legacy. And it's like, you know, this is going to be his last movie, probably.
And was the old guy Miyazaki?
I think the old guy was supposed to be Miyazaki's mentor who passed away a few years earlier.
Even deeper. Jeez, yeah. I got to fucking go even deeper
into
this.
But there's also the thing that, like, Miyazaki's son is also an animator and director.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like, I'm leaving this movie to my grandchildren.
His son's like, what the fuck?
He's a bit of a failed son.
Failed son.
He's kind of like, not disowned him, but he kind of never, he's like, that's nice that he does that. But he never has never been like, I'm very proud of my son. It's a weird subtext to all of his movies.
That's going to be racist of me to say. But is it a cultural Japanese thing?
There seems to be a lot of that in the culture.
Sons and whether you're proud and family honor and that sort of stuff.
It's not exclusively to Japan, but there's a lot of those themes through a lot of Asian Japanese culture. Media that I or Asian, Korean, whatever that I've consumed. That I'm like, there's always that. You know, it's in American stuff as well.
Yeah,
but
it seems to be a thing.
Yeah.
In some capacity, but
just in life, my friend.
This is it, isn't it?
Now,
go on.
But I'll give you my star rating for Inside Out 2.
Oh, yeah.
2.5 stars.
And Joni loves it. I haven't seen it.
It annoyed me.
Didn't quite grab me, to be honest, like the first one did, but
annoyed me. It's sitting there on Disney Plus.
Yeah. It'll stay there.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Not a recommend for me.
What was your problem with it?
The characters were annoying. it seemed like a bit of a retread. Now, maybe it's that's the point, that she's like going through puberty and like anxiety is taking over and all that. I was just like, whereas the first one I thought was charming and innovative and I was like, oh, this is really good. I was like, in this one, I'm like, this is annoying. I'm annoyed. It's frustrating me.
Yeah.
And I kind of perked up a little bit when it was like this voice and I was like, oh, is that Bo Burnham doing a voice? Like, it wasn't. So I was like, oh, okay.
Where's he been, by the way?
He's working on a project.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He's working on a project. And he's directed a few more stand-up specials and stuff like that.
Oh, he directs other people's stand-up?
Yeah, he directed...
No way.
Chris Rock, Tambourine, I think.
Like, the Will Smith one where he talked about the Will Smith thing?
It was before he did Inside and stuff like that. Like, but he directs stand-up specials, yeah. Oh, but I want to talk about... A little known director called Steven Spielberg.
Oh, okay. I've heard of him.
I watched The Fabelmans.
What's that?
It's a movie about his life.
Oh, yeah.
Andy, it's fucking brilliant. I was out on it when I was like, oh, I don't want to watch this.
I thought
this.
You were going to say it was self-indulgent tripe.
It's not. It really isn't, like, because if anything, it's like, it's all about, you know, little Sammy Fableman.
Fableman.
Yeah. And it's like when he goes to see a movie and then it's like his brain is kind of broken by seeing movies. And, you know, he becomes obsessed with making them and stuff like that. Like, and the guy who plays young Spielberg, his name is Adrian LaBelle. He recently, he played Lorne Michaels in that movie I was telling you about, Saturday Night.
Oh, yeah.
And he's fucking good. Ooh. And it's really interesting that apparently, and this is something, you know, the big theme in Spielberg's movies is divorce. You know, divorce.
Child of divorce, is he?
He's a child of divorce. And it's like the best thing that ever happened to movies because E.T., Close Encounters, all these movies have that theme running through it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it turns out that only a few years ago, or like, it was like the parents divorced, but the dad was always made to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
But it turns out that the mom was in love with the dad's best friend, like the uncle.
This is in real life. Spielberg's this is in real life. Mom.
Yeah, yeah. She and what happened was he was like, you guys will actually be better off as a unit without me.
Great t-shirt. Sorry,
thank you very much. Color of money. But it was like, so he kind of stepped away and let the mom and his former best friend, like he became like the stepdad or whatever like that. Like. Right. And Seth Rogen plays the stepdad in it. Oh. And he's really fucking good.
He's good.
As like a real guy who's like funny and everybody's like, oh, he's real funny. But like the jokes I make, I'm like, he's not that funny.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but everybody seems to love him. And Paul Dano is the dad.
Ooh.
And I'm like, poor fucking Paul Dano. Like,
I'm glad you're saying Dano. Cause
Dano?
No, but didn't you? I think you had a phase of saying Dano.
It might be Dano. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, but do you know what? Like the thing about people, comedic people doing serious stuff is that, like, isn't it interesting how, like, comedy is like the one thing that, like, you can go one way,
you can't,
but you can't go back the other way. You can't act like you're funny.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But funny people generally are actually quite good actors. You know, like, obviously not just all people, but like the people who are like comedic actors or comedians or something, they're usually able to sort of tap into they're probably the most serious people in the world. So they're easily able to tap into.
You're all the sad clowns.
Yeah, but like they seem to be very good at just, you're like, oh, but it's a serious role. But like they nail it, you know?
Yeah, he's not even that like super serious in it, but it's just, I'm like, you know what's happened. You can see what's happening in it. And there's some heartbreaking scenes where like he's making a home movie. And he sees them, they're at like a camping trip, and he sees them going off together and like holding hands or whatever. And he has this film, and then like he gets really annoyed with his mom. And the mom's like, what's going on? Why are you treating me this way? And he literally like brings her into a closet, sets up the projector, and she watches it. And then she like has this breakdown. She's like, I didn't realize I was doing all this. Anyway.
That happened in real life.
This is his story. This is what he's telling. So like.
Okay.
Anyway.
I gotcha, yeah.
Your man has the goods. The little guy. Gabriel LaBelle, buy your stock, folks.
Don't like his name. Sounds like a snuff boy.
Ah, he's really
Gabriel LaBelle.
He's really good. And there's a bit in it where the parents are getting divorced, and I thought it looked weird, and I wound it back where it's like he's in the room and the parents are telling them, And then it's like he looks in the mirror and he sees a picture of him filming it. And it's like he's thinking, ooh, what would this look like on film? Even though it's like the most devastating thing that could happen to him at that age. His mind is already going like, hey, this would make a great movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like...
He's thinking of movies.
60 years later, he made that movie. And I'm like, man.
Interesting. Full circle.
But yeah. I've kind of been out on Spielberg for the last few years.
Yeah, for the last few decades.
Not decades. 2000s are a pretty good, fertile time. From 2010s, he's up and down. But I watched this, I thought it was fucking brilliant. And then I was like, I'm going to watch West Side Story.
Oh, yeah.
The movie you made before that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, we're getting into the song thing.
And I sent you the clip.
Fucking hell, yeah. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, that's why I sent it to you. Eight minutes.
Okay, folks.
it's on YouTube, by the way. Just type in West Side Story Mixer or
Want to watch it? Okay.
Want to watch 8 minutes of the best directing you'll ever see in your life?
Right.
It's right there for you.
I was just giving out in the last episode, folks, about Terry sending me clips. Even over 30 seconds, I was saying, is too much. And literally the next day, he sends me a voice note. It's like, I've sent you something. It's 9 minutes. It's like, and I swear, I was listening to the voice now. I was at the back door, and I just started laughing. I was like, "This son of a bitch!"
But it's for the pod.
It's for the pod. He's always getting me to watch shit for the pod.
It's not. You had a week off, man. 9 minutes.
You made up for it, though. You gave me plenty of homework to do.
Did I?
Yeah. Well, that. That was it. But and so I watched it today. All right, last minute.
Yeah,
of course. And I was like, all right, let's see what this is all about. And I swear, I looked at it like that Michael Scott meme where he's just looking like, just that dead inside eyes. I'm like, what is this and what am I supposed to say about it?
Do you not think it's fucking amazing?
No, Terry. Like, folks,
it's a magic trick. Like,
all right, it's 9 minutes of... It's a musical of just dancing ba 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 da 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 da, and about 200 extras. It's like La La Land, but like completely. I'm going in so cold. I haven't seen the movie. I'm just a bunch of people dancing to me. I haven't seen the backstory. I don't care to know the backstory.
It's Romeo and Juliet. It's West Side Story. Okay, whatever.
And then I'm watching it, and I'm like a minute and a half in. I'm like, fuck this, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? I didn't skip it, but
did you not think it was fucking incredible how? You
it's
come
just
in,
a bunch of people dancing. That's
yeah, but look at the way the camera moves and he fucking takes everything in and everybody's in synchronization. It's all like a fucking organism working together. It's incredible.
Yeah.
No.
No. No, like, I appreciate the art of musicals. It is not for me. It's so lost on me. And you know it's lost on me.
But I thought,
how could you possibly think, I'll send him this. It's 9 minutes, sure. But the content is so good and is so up his alley. I'm going to change him.
That's why it's not up your alley. But I got to keep trying.
You don't.
I do.
You don't. My alleys are all closed off.
No.
You know the way.
You can't spend the rest of your life being closed off, Andrew. I gotta punch right through it, like.
Literally.
Now I gave the movie 4 stars. I gave The Fablemans 4.5. Mm-hmm. The highs in West Side Story are fucking incredible. I was listening to my beloved Blank Check do an episode on it, and one of the film critics, David Sims, he said something that resonated with me, where it was like, he's like, I was watching this and there's a bit in it, he's like, where it made me want to cry. I was so happy that he did it so well. And I was like, I had that weird emotional feeling while I was watching it as well. I was like, this is so fucking good.
Do you know what I've come to realize? I'm sorry to cut you off.
Cut me right off.
Right, I'm shaking here. stink as well, all of a sudden.
Got you worked up.
I'm all worked up now. You know what I realized? I had an epiphany. Because you know the way, like,
just 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, as you were talking about whatever movie that was 5 minutes ago, I had an epiphany of like, you know what? This is exactly, we actually do the same thing to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you like music more than I like movies, right?
I like music.
But I would say
like
that
music?
That I would be a bit like trying to get you into this. Or like, you know, I'd like something that you'd be like, nah, I didn't like that at all. Or like, you know, you would have these wild takes, like you don't like any of John's songs.
I do like them.
Over Paul and George, you have to know the proviso. But you know what I mean? Like these crazy takes, like my movie takes. And I'm like, this is literally, it's just that Terry's got a grip on the content that it's all movies. Which is fine, by the way. But I'm like,
is it?
Is it? I realized I actually do the exact same thing to you with music. I'm like, just listen to that. What do you think of that?
And I do listen
to it. Yeah, no, you do.
I forgot to listen to the Blink 182.
Fucking hell.
But, well, we were in a week off.
Yeah, I had extra time then.
Yeah, but you didn't remind me.
I gave you two Blink songs, in fact. Oh, it was a Marx one on top. We'll get there next
week. I'll get there next week. Don't worry.
Listen, speaking of songs, why don't you play a song there?
Well, that's the thing, Andy. So, there's two musical numbers in that film that are great. There's that one there, the dance. It's, and they do the mambo. And then, America.
Uh-huh, country.
You know the song, I Like to Be in America. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Great, great. That's on YouTube. It's about 5 minutes, lads. The incredible choreography.
Folks, if you... Okay.
But I'm throwing you a bone. I wanted to put something on from, a recent musical. Mm-hmm. And it's from the stage production. It's the adaptation of Lin-Manuel's Miranda in The Heights. Ah. So I put something on from the film adaptation of that he stars in. And he wrote alongside, would I? This one, it's called, the title track, it's called In the Heights. So I want you to enjoy.
Lights up on Washington Heights, up at the break of day, I wake up and I got this little punk I gotta chase away. Pop the grate at the crack of dawn, sing while I wipe down the awning.
Hey, y'all, good morning.
Ice cold piragua, palcha, china, cherry, strawberry, and just for today, I got my mate.
Oye, piragüero, ¿cómo está?
Como siempre, señor Usnavi.
Ice cold piragua, palcha, china.
I am Usnavi, and you probably never heard my name. Reports of my fame are greatly exaggerated, exacerbated by the fact that my syntax is highly complicated as I immigrated from the single greatest little place in the Caribbean, Dominican Republic. I love it. Jesus, I'm jealous of it, and beyond that, ever since my folks passed on, I haven't gone back. God damn, I gotta get on that. Four, the milk is gone bad. Hold up just a second. Why is everything in this fridge warm and tepid? I better step it up and fight the heat, cause I'm not making any profit if the coffee isn't light and sweet.
Woo-hoo! Abuela, my fridge broke. I got café, but no con leche.
Ay, Dios. Try my mother's old recipe. One can of condensed milk.
Nice. Oh, hey, your lottery ticket.
Paciencia y fe.
That was abuela. She's not really my abuela, but she practically raised me. This corner is her escuela now. You probably thinking, I'm up Schitt's Creek.
I've never been north of 96th Street.
Well, you must take the A train.
Even farther than Harlem to northern Manhattan and maintain. Get off at 181st and take the escalator.
I hope you're writing this down. I'm gonna test you later. I'm getting tested. Times are tough on this bodega. 2 months ago, somebody bought Ortegas. Our neighbors started packing up and picking up. And ever since the rent went up, it's gotten mad expensive. But we live with just enough.
In the Heights, I flip the lights and start my day.
Kevin Rosario, he runs the cab company. He struggles in the barrio. See, his daughter Nina's off at college. Tuition is mad steep, so he can't sleep. Everything he get is mad cheap.
Good morning, Usnavi.
Pan caliente, café con leche.
Put $20 on today's lottery.
Okay, must be a lucky day.
Gotta be.
Oh my God, you're so excited.
My Nina flew in at 3 a.m. last night.
Sweet, abuela's been cooking all week.
Compay, when I see you this weekend, are we gonna eat?
So then Yesenia walks in the room. She smells sex and she perfume.
Oh, no.
It smells like one of those trees that you hang from the rear view.
I know.
It's true. She screams, who's in there with you, Julia?
Daniela.
Grabs the bed and kicks in.
Carla.
He's in bed with Jose from the liquor store.
No me diga.
And that's Cuca, the salon ladies.
Thanks, Usnavi.
Cuca.
Bye.
Sonny, you're late.
Chillax. You know you love me.
Me and my cousin running just another dime a dozen. Mom and pop stop and shop. And oh my God, it's gotten chewed on hot. Like my man Cole Porter said, people come through for a few cold waters and a lottery ticket just just a part of the routine. Everybody's got a job, everybody's got a dream. They gossip as I sip my coffee and smirk. The first stop is people hop to work. Bust it, I'm like $1, $2, $1.50, $1.69. I got it. You want a box of condoms? What kind? That's two quarters, two quarter waters. The New York Times, you need a bag for that. The taxes added. Once you get some practice at it, you do rapid mathematics automatically. Selling maxi pass, fuzzy dice for taxi cash. Practically everybody stressed, yes, but they press through the mess. Bounce checks and wonder what's next.
In the Heights, I find my coffee and I go. I find my coffee and set my sights on only what I need to know. What I need to know. In the Heights, money is tight, but even so.
No skills,
ready.
Yo, let me get a Milky Way,
yep.
And let me also get a
Daily News
and the Post
and the most important mile.
What's the second coffee, one cream, five sugars. I'm the number one earner,
what?
The fastest learner.
What?
My bossy can't keep me on the damn back burner.
Yes, he can.
I'm making moves, I'm making deals, but guess what?
What?
You still ain't got no skills.
Party hard.
Yo, Vanessa, show up yet?
Shut up.
Hey, little homie, don't get so upset,
man.
Tell Vanessa how you feel. Buy the girl a meal on the wheel, or you ain't got no skills. Right now.
I'll see you later. We can look at that lease.
Oh, do something. Make your move. Don't freeze.
Hey.
You owe me a bottle of cold champagne.
Are you moving?
Just a little credit check and I'm on that downtown train.
Well, your coffee's on the house.
Okay.
Those Navi Escarals.
No way.
I'll see you later. So.
Yo, smooth operator. Oh, damn, there she go. Yo, bro, take a walk outside. You look exhausted. Boss, don't let life slide. The whole hood is struggling. Times is tight. And you're stuck to this corner like a street light. Yeah, I'm a street light choking on the heat. The world spins around while I'm frozen to my seat. The people that I know all keep on rolling down the street. But every day is different, so I'm switching up the beat. Because my parents came with nothing. They got a little more, and sure, we're poor. But yo, at least we got the store. And it's all about the legacy they left with me. It's destiny. And one day I'll be on the beach with Sonny writing checks to
in
me.
In the Heights, I hang my flag upon display.
We came to work and to live, and we got a lot in common.
It reminds me that I came from miles away.
How about that, huh?
what did you think of that, though? Like,
I haven't listened to it in a while since we first made the playlist.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it sounds
good
like.
Good morning, Usnavi.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying that a lot.
It's just stuck in my head.
It's not. You know what?
Even though it's Lynn, your boy.
And I was only listening to Moana the other day, you know.
Moana 2, you going to go see?
What's the story? There's Moana 2 and there's a live action Moana? Or is Moana 2 the live action?
No, there's a lot. They're milking it dry.
And The Rock is in both?
He looks fucking... so bad.
He does, doesn't he? Like,
but he looks so bad with the wig. I've seen have you seen this?
Because it's all his wrinkles now and shit. Like, his face is getting quite wrinkly.
Every time I see him with the glasses, there's somebody's like, I thought that was Greg Wallace for a second. It's like,
but you know what? I was doing it.
It made over 200 million.
What did
Moana 2 in its opening weekend?
Oh, it's out, like?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was coming out like next year or something.
It's out now. Go see it. Yeah. Apparently it's not very good. Because they were planning to make it a TV show, and then they were like, fuck Disney Plus, let's get this to theaters. Hey, good for them. It's fucking...
Is it like tanking, or is it just...
No, it's okay. Critics are like, it's not very good, but it's making all the money in the world. And musicals are a thing now. That fucking Wicked movie is out as well.
Yeah.
Like,
never gonna
watch that.
I'll fucking never see that movie. You'll love it. You'll be all for it.
No, you know what's really bugging me? Yeah, I like a musical, but it's really bugging me is, I don't know if you've seen the press stuff with Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
No, I just see her looking real skinny.
The two of them are like, Cynthia Erivo is going to be in one of the movies we cover on the heist.
Oh yeah.
And like, she's like jacked. Like, she's like, and she does running in it that rivals Tom Cruise's running.
Ooh.
And to see her now, I'm like, well, now I don't know what's
going on.
Was
this for the role that the two of them got mad skinny?
I don't think so. It's like,
it's happened to,
I don't know. Like, but there was I don't know if you saw the interview where it was like a queer magazine.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if you realize this, but people are really holding space from your performances in the movie. And like, it's beyond parody, where it's like, they're like, oh my God, I didn't realize people could do that. And I was like, is this real?
Holding
like,
space.
Yeah, and they're like, but they're like so taken aback. They're like, oh my God, I didn't realize people were doing that or could do that even. I'm like, what does holding space mean?
Love to see someone like, you know, Cole Palmer or something, be like, what?
Yeah.
You know? Like, good. But yeah, I had Moana on. I was doing a lot of DIY this weekend, Terry. Right.
Beds. So,
two beds, Joni's bed and our bed. Finally, our fucking crocked bed.
You bought an IKEA bed, right?
Yeah.
Is it one of those ones that has like all the pins, or is it boards?
Boards.
Slats. Slats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't ever get those metally pinned ones. That was our old bed.
Metally pins.
It's like a metal frame that goes on the slats, and it was like, if you move, it's like...
Oh, right.
Yeah, don't ever...
Well, this was the problem now with our bed, that it made a lot of noise, and I don't have to tell you that that caused some problems. Sexually.
No, you don't have to tell
me. I'll spell it for you. I'll spell it out for you.
Don't put it on mic.
So now we have a nice bed, right? That's fine. And I got a chest of drawers. That's in. Our bedroom looks much better. Joni's delight with her room looks much better. She got a new desk, got a bed, got her fucking toilet fixed. A lot of DIY stuff. Actually, the guy who installed the plumbing thing in our kitchen when we first moved into the house was the guy who installed the toilet. Yeah, anyway.
I listened to your solo cast.
No, sure.
Yeah,
you
talked about it on there.
On Patreon, folks. Yeah,
yeah. Some more quality content for a low, low fee of €5 a month. I listened to a couple of songs you put on as well. And I've heard that Remember Then song before. I think you might have had it on one.
I had it on this playlist, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. But then I just went off.
But I couldn't. And you're not going to be able to shake this either.
What?
It's like, next time you listen to it, especially if you listen to it with headphones, it's like, you know, they're like, remember. It's like, all I can think of is like, it's just like Bill Hader, like, singing a voice, like,
remember.
Or it's like,
it's gonna be,
it's that, or it's like also reminiscent to like jacking it out.
So I did all the DIY stuff, got that done, and I tell you, it's actually, and then I had the Moana stuff on because
remind you of when you first moved in,
exactly,
right?
Terry, yeah. And I was loving it, but do you know what? I think I'm actually, I mean, flat pack, how complicated is it? But I'm actually quite good at it. Is that a thing to brag about? To be good at putting flat pack
furniture
together?
We have this discourse, that's the word I'm looking for, in the house, where Faye's like, well, you know, I'm better than making the furniture than you. And I'm like,
I don't want to offend anyone, but I think that's a lie.
Well, she's very good at it.
Okay.
But a lot of it is,
I jumped to conclusions.
A lot of it is, if I'm not there and she does it,
yeah,
and it gets done, and you're like, great.
Yeah.
And then, but I'd be like, you know what, I can do it too. And she's like, no, I'm better than you at doing it. So then I kind of get pig-headed.
She's ousting you.
Then I get pig-headed. It's like, you never give me a chance to do it. Just give me a chance.
And does it? And when she does it, does she do a good job?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, you know.
I do a good job as well.
So what's the problem then? Why are you actually worse? Now I'm starting to believe that you are worse. I'm not worse, but I
don't like that it's been put on this like narrative that's spun out there that like Faye is more handy than I am, even though she's very handy.
Do you think if you had a handoff, well,
don't say it like that.
Sorry, a jerk off.
Oh, I definitely win that.
Easy peasy. Well, it's our equipment, isn't it? Oh, we have fun. Yeah. Hey, can I play a song?
Sure.
All right, Terry.
What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a little song that I hadn't heard. I heard once or twice by The Cure, called Letter to Elise. I hadn't heard it, and I bloody love it. So here it is.
Thank you.
The Cure.
Do you know what? The Cure is one of those bands that, like, I know there's a few albums from the 80s that I would just love. I think I would love...
Disintegration?
Yes. Yeah. And I think there's one, was it Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, or something like that.
The Cure are a band that we kind of bonded over early doors. That Greatest Hits.
Possibly one of the best Greatest Hits.
I mean, we on our old podcast that we did back in the day when we were recording in your house in Marino. With like no mics, just a computer mic.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like speaking close to the laptop.
Leaning in.
Yeah. We talked about like top five greatest hits albums.
Yeah.
I think we should probably do one of them in the near future.
I would like to.
But the two of us kind of were always like, is that the best one?
I remember, do you know what? I remember specifically loving it when I was like, I got it when I was like 17, I think. And that was right when I was in my goth phase anyway. Now, I got it thinking, oh, The Cure are goth. I'm so happy, though. But, like I was like, but I fucking hated all the goth music, really. But, like, then
what,
I... Then
goth? Like, what do you mean goth?
I mean, just, like, the metal, gothy all that stuff.
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, like some of the stuff I liked, but a lot of it I didn't. But when The Cure's thing came along, I was like, oh, this is accessible goth shit.
And this, like, is radio goth.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I can really, I don't have to pretend I like this. I do like this.
What's your favorite one off that Greatest Hits?
Do you know what? It's so, like, boring, but I think Just Like Heaven has to be. I think it's a perfect song, pretty much. I absolutely love it. But there's so, like, barring maybe two of the very, very
I'll tell you what
ones,
the worst one is. It's like, hello. Wrong number. It's the worst one.
Yeah, so forget the last couple on that, but every other one.
Mint Car, though, is that's always been like a soft spot for that. And that's like coming in at like number 19 or 20 on the track.
It's like Pictures of You would be lost.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. You know? Like, it's again,
I only heard that again recently. I'm like, oh, this is actually,
it's actually quite a good song. I would say maybe.
What's yours?
Like A Forest, maybe.
Oh,
I really like that.
Terry.
And they dropped it in the Penguin in one of the episodes, and I was like, hello.
I knew there'd be some sort of fucking new. I was like, oh, look at this. It was in a thing.
Or Spider. Is it Spider? Spider is having me for dinner tonight.
Is that Lullaby?
Yeah, Lullaby. Yeah. But then, like, the stuff like, you know, Caterpillar, you know, which is just
it's just great. And that letter to Elise, it's not like, this is the thing that is like, you know, like we'd listen to the Beatles and we'd listen to bands that we'd really like Pink Floyd, and like we would probably, if we were putting our best songs of theirs, it wouldn't really match the greatest hits of any of them.
So
I know there's gold to be mined with The Cure, you know what I mean? But I just...
I tell you, there's a good... what was Rules of Attraction?
Yeah.
Had a good Cure song.
Can't think of it.
Remember Rules of Attraction?
The Dawson?
Yeah, Mr. Vanderbeek.
I think of that movie all the
time. It's fucking good.
I think of that.
Directed by Roger Avery, Quentin Tarantino's buddy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a fucking good movie, man. Like, you can't find it anywhere.
No.
It used to be on Sky all the time. I remember getting, like, so high.
I used to love
at, like, 11
that.
O'clock, and you're like, oh, here comes the bit where it's like the guy was in Europe for a month or 2 months, and it starts getting real weird of his, like, I hopped the train to Monaco and had a threesome and whatever. I took some acid, blah, blah, blah. You know?
That was a movie that, do you know what? I don't think I even enjoyed it, but I liked watching it. You know what I mean?
It's a fucking movie, man. Yeah. Like,
I think I'd appreciate it more now, you know?
Hey, I had a question for you.
Hi. Yeah?
Hi. Because I'm fascinated by this topic, and I've asked a few friends this before. I don't think we've really gotten into it. It's like, what's your favorite, like, kind of crappy or like stupid song, but you actually think is class?
I have a few. Like, there's a song out at the minute that Joni loves, but I don't know if you'd class it as crap, because I think it's actually great, but I probably it's not
Shouldn't
for
say
me.
That.
If you heard, it's on the radio a lot as well, so you'd probably be like, oh, that fucking song. You know Chapel Roan, Hot to Go?
I know of Chapel Roan. I don't know that song.
And the only time I've ever seen her is when she's arguing with photographers or giving out to someone on the red carpet.
Well, if you checked out Garbage Patrol 2.0.
She on it?
I had her in there early, early doors. That would Good Luck Babe was the one I put on it.
Hot to Go is like, I've two, right? So Hot to Go is one. And that's a very like 80s style, like it's a fucking banger. H-O-T-T-O-G-O. You know what another one is, and I hate that I like it. This is one that's probably closer to what it is. Do you remember Good Charlotte?
Yes. Last time.
Yeah. And do you know what it is? It's that.
That's the song?
Yeah.
All right.
And because I fucking hate them. And I actually hate that song. And I swear to God, the song comes on in the car, and I just hear that. It's intoxicating, that drum beat.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
what's the opening?
See it on TV. And I literally be on my own and I'll be like, oh, you motherfuckers. Because I hate that I'm listening to it.
You got me.
But I can't not listen to
it. You got me.
What about you?
Mine is actually one that I put on the playlist and it for this. Because I'm always thinking of angles. And it was actually on our old Garbage Patrol playlist as well. It's Brian Ferry.
Oh yeah,
and Casanova.
I listened to it today.
And like, I think it's class, but it's also kind of naff. Like, it's also kind of like, you know, I don't want to say stupid, but it's like
I could see the appeal of it. Like, it's only 2.5 minutes, but I was still. I was up and down.
It puts a big smile on my face.
And by the way, folks, we're gonna make our playlist that we're talking about. Because we're playing some songs from it. If you care to listen and to discover some new bangers, we'll put that out somewhere.
We'll put a link in the show notes or something like that.
You'll find it.
So I'm gonna stick that on now and enjoy the sax.
Excuse me?
You the hero, so many times you've loved. Just you.
reason why I say that song is naff, or kind of naff,
yeah,
is like some of the lyrics are like, Casanova, is that your name? Oh,
it's right up your
do
alley,
you yeah. live there? You know, but
you know, like, doesn't even rhyme.
You know, but I can't. It's the beat. It's the like.
It's very. He's Roxy music.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, it's very. It sounded very Roxy music. You know what I mean? And I always remember people like cocking their head at me when I was in college, when I was studying radio, and like somebody brought up Brian Ferry, and I was like, Brian Ferry's class. Because like I was like, you know, love yeah. like Let's Stick Together yeah. and you know love, and they were like,
oh yeah, Let's Stick Together,
yeah. yeah, and it's like they're like, what? And I was like, yeah,
yeah,
like, and then it was kind of like, you like Brian Ferry, and I was like, well,
sorry, what is this like primary school, like
kind of
college
like, yeah,
that you're getting that?
I know, and it was like it was from certain, you know, in college,
tough
where it's
guys,
like,
was it?
They weren't even tough guys; they were like we're funny guys, like, and it was like. And then there was like the actual like people who liked good music that were in your class.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, they'd be like, oh, I'm going to see Loudon Wainwright tonight. I'm like, fucking, that's cool. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Never heard of him, but yep.
Yeah, you know Loudon Wainwright.
Loudon yeah. Wainwright.
Yeah.
Never heard, never said those words before in my life. I've never read those words.
You know Rufus Wainwright?
Of course not. Rufus Wainwright.
It's his dad. He's the guy from... He's the doctor in Knocked Up that they end up going. He's like, I don't take vacations. I'm here all the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, where
of
is
Of course,
he?
He's not fucking here. Here, today is a monumental day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify Wrapped Day,
oh,
Terry.
Doggy.
Now, I tell you one thing, and I told my kid that she's going to fuck up my Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, I'm so happy.
My fucking YouTube and Spotify algorithms since having kids have just...
I've wrestled mine back, Andy.
See, the problem is, Joni listens to mine. And when I say mine, I mean, I'm on your family
yeah.
plan. Yeah, yeah.
Why did you get her a Spotify?
You know what? Don't worry about paying for that audio boom stuff. I was only thinking today. It's like, I don't give him a fucking dime or even mention it. Like, and I'm there like, did you pay me for that yoke? Yeah. So don't worry about it.
Perfect.
We'll cover each other. So, what was your... Can you give me your...
Top song?
Top songs and top artists.
Can you guess who my top artist is?
Top artist. I'll
give you a clue.
I honestly have no clue who it is.
I'll give you a clue. We were talking about him recently on the pod.
Him recently.
In fact, we did a whole episode.
David... Not David Byrne, something your man from Talking
Heads. That's David Byrne, yeah. No, we did a whole episode on him and his bandmates not too long ago.
Paul?
Yes, Paul McCartney.
Is number one?
With number one, which
hey.
Heart of the Country, which I did not realize that I had listened to like nonstop.
Number one?
No, my number one song apparently. Ooh. I listened to it. And it was like in the like 0.01% of like, and that makes sense. Like, makes sense. It's from the Ram album. And then my number two was Steely Dan. Only a fool would say that. Number three, To Live and Die in L.A. by Wang Chung.
Not the Tupac.
No.
Okay.
Number four, Come On, Feel the Illinois by Sufjan Stevens.
Oh.
And number five, Magnolia by J.J. Cale. They're all on the Garbage Patrol 2.0. Number six is like Challenger's score.
Yeah. You know? I was waiting for like original soundtrack from whatever.
My top artist.
Yes, please.
Funnily enough, I was genuinely surprised when I saw it come up.
Yeah.
But they're there every year. It was the Beatles. But
yeah.
I thought my Beatles listening had kind of gone down this year.
Do you know what? It's like I never notice when I'm listening to the Beatles, because they've been in my top five for years, and I keep thinking
that makes sense,
I haven't listened to them that much this year. I do though, like,
all the time.
Yeah, you just don't think about it.
But then sometimes, like I've made a few Beatles playlists, and sometimes I'll just stick on, you know, 15 curated Beatles songs.
Yeah,
and I'm like
See, the thing is, like if a Beatles song comes on, like you probably. Don't realize. I don't know if you're a skipper like me, but I'm a heavy
you're
skipper.
Terrible for it.
Yeah, like 3 seconds in. Next.
I hate being in the car with you when it's
like.
It's like, what was that? Oh, it's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I can't go back. Okay. No worries.
I'll give you mine.
Now, hold on. Let me guess. No.
You will probably guess 3 of the 5.
Charlie XCX.
No.
Okay.
No, sorry. Artist-wise is on me. Songs, she's fucked up.
Okay. Artist-wise,
yeah.
Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, number three.
Blink 182.
Number one.
Number two is the Beatles.
Number four.
So what's number two? What do you listen to?
Number two is Kendrick Lamar.
And number you listen to his new one?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, good.
It's fucking brilliant.
I heard it's good. What's the single called?
I don't know what the single is. I don't know what single he's released from it.
Yeah, it's a song I hear. It
just came out of nowhere. Like.
Yeah,
and like it's a
dropping
it's,
bombs. Apparently,
I swear to God. Well, so I mean, number five is Knuckle Puck. You wouldn't like them, but I don't know how they got them to the top.
Who were they?
They're like an emo band, a new-ish emo band.
Give it up, top man. You're almost 40.
Never, Terry. Never. All right, top songs.
Yeah. Number Charlie
one.
XCX.
No, she's not in it. Leave it with the Charlie XCX. She's not in there. Number one is Not Like Us, the Kendrick Lamar.
That's the one
Drake.
I'm thinking of. Yeah, yeah.
Beef. I didn't realize I listened to it so much, but that's far and away my number
Joanie
one.
Joanie should not be listening to that.
Yeah, no. Number two is Joanie's, but it's a great one, Be My Baby by the Ronettes.
Oh, yeah.
Number three is After Midnight, a Blink-182 song from 15 years ago. Number four is Money Trees from Kendrick. First album. And number five is Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter. That's
yeah.
Joni.
I'm trying to think, where are my, it doesn't actually tell you who my artists are unless I go into it.
It's in the last thing on your Wrapped.
Well, let's see. Oh, I know, yeah, because I've wrestled back my Discover Weekly, right?
Oh, you still listen to that, do you?
Oh, all the
my
time.
Discover Weekly doesn't know me at all.
Well, I've wrestled mine back now, and the only remnant of it, because every other song was like, you know, it was a kid stuff or whatever like that.
Yeah.
But now it's all me. It's back to being like me.
Yeah, good.
But my top artists, funnily enough, are the Beatles, Paul McCartney, Bluey snuck in there. Bluey was my top artist last year, so I'm happy that it's worked its way down. Rolling Stones, number four, and Jim Croce, number five.
Nice. Now, I notice you're saying that wrong. Isn't it Crochet?
That's how you...
Jim
Knit.
Crochet. I think it's Jim Crochet.
I don't think it is.
I don't think I've ever heard Jim Croce.
All right.
Hey, Croce. Could be wrong.
Yeah.
Could be wrong. Hey, can I play a song?
Yeah.
I think we're
man.
Getting probably close to the end here. what have I got here? Hang on a sec. Just
anything that would tie in with your Wrapped would be very.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Why don't I play? How about this? I got an Arctic Monkeys song from you.
I listened to it today, and can I just say...
Yeah, go on.
It's beyond parody at this point. Like, what's the song called?
Jet Skis on the Moon.
And literally, that's how the song starts. And I was like, I almost burst out laughing listening to it today.
It's good, though.
Not really. And like, I was like, he's just swallowed up his own arsehole, like...
No, Terry. Oh,
and it's beyond parody. Like, and I had it. I was like, if he brings it up, I actually have to point this out.
Yeah, every time we watch Always Sunny and like Kerry sees Dennis do anything like singing, like,
it's like,
she's like that's your man.
I've been back on a big It's Always Sunny kick, actually.
Have you?
As you cue this up, yeah.
Hey.
Because we've all had a bit of a dose, so I'm in the spare room.
Yeah.
So it's my nightly nightcap, you know, help me fall asleep.
What season you on?
I went from like 9, I started. So like the first one I was watching, because I wanted to hear the Paddy's Pub song.
Yeah. I like life in Paddy's Pub.
It's like the other one is like, the spider.
Yeah, there's a spider.
The spider. The spider.
It's a great one. All right.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with.
Yeah, we locked it in. You're going with the.
No, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna switch it up. I'm gonna go with Jackie Wilson. That's why I love you so.
All right.
Enjoy.
I want the world.
back over flip. That is why.
I don't know what to say about it. I just really like the song.
It's a great tune, man. It is a great
nice
tune.
Little ditty.
Yeah. There was something I wanted to talk about. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Robbie Williams.
Oh, yeah.
See, he's playing Crow Park.
Is he? Yeah. That means absolutely nothing to me.
I'm thinking he's after picking up on the old WSGA bump.
Just like George Harrison did when he was trending on Twitter.
Exactly. Like, they're all... Oh.
It's like we talk about them and...
Here's something.
Uh-huh.
Here's something. You ever think... Now, I know I touched on conspiracy stuff a week ago or two where I was saying, you know, Tyson and Jake Paul.
Yeah.
And then the election and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't believe this. But if there was ever... If just something weird happened to me today. That I was listening to a podcast on Silence of the Lambs.
Uh-huh.
Great movie. The late, great Hannibal Lecter.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if you remember Trump was saying that.
No.
He would talk about Hannibal Lecter as if he was like...
A real person.
A dear friend of mine. but I was listening to that and then like my friend Thomas Coffey sent me...
Full name.
He sent me like a song.
Yeah.
And the song was... The lyrics of the song were from Silence of the Lambs. It puts the lotion on its skin or in the song. And I was like, I am listening. How fucking weird is this? I'm in the middle of listening to a podcast about Silence of the Lambs. And then he sends me this song out of the blue. And I was like, oh, what's this song? It's called Lotion. And then I played on it. And then I was like, what the fuck?
That's weird.
It is weird, right?
Do you know what else?
And then I'm like...
Is that a glitch in the Matrix?
Kind of, you know, I don't believe this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
But, you know.
Bring it. Let's go there, Terry.
Wouldn't it be weird if that was the case?
But you know what's extra weird? I was only writing something to do with Silence of the Lambs today.
No, you weren't.
I was.
Fuck
off. I was writing a sketch, right? Because Kerry had... Because Kerry said something last week where she was just like, he was leaning, you know, like Michael Jackson in Thriller. I was like, yeah, Smooth Criminal, yeah. And I was thinking of a sketch of a guy who just keeps getting annoyed at people like misquoting. And I wrote out something today where I was fleshing that out, and I was like, it's like something out of Silence of the Lambs, you know, here's Johnny, or something like that. And I swear to God, that was only today I wrote that. And I was like, fuck, what are the odds that you're even bringing that up? And then copies, you know, it's all interlinked.
I feel like Kurt Russell in Vanilla Sky.
This cannot be the future.
Can it?
Get it?
back to Britpop.
Oh, yeah.
So we were going to do, like, our top five Britpop songs.
Uh-huh.
A little while ago. And you were getting angry at me, almost.
Well, that's...
You were, because you were like, well, it's just Blur and Oasis, right? And I was like, well, no, there's other...
No, you were actually taking me up wrong in the text. And I was thinking, Terry's getting angry. Because I was like, I can't remember what the thing was. But it was something to do with, like, well, it's really just going to be Blur and Oasis, right?
And then I was like, well, I was like, open your mind, Andy. You got Pulp, you got Supergrass and all this stuff. And then I was like, and you have the band Space.
Yeah.
And you were like, what? Who?
I seen the first thing you put on the first try,
because you know why?
Yeah.
It came on my Discover Weekly, and I was doing stuff in the kitchen, and I was listening to it, and I was like, and it used to always come on when I was doing my radio show on 8 Radio, and I was like, man, this is a fucking great tune, but I would never listen to it with my headphones on. And then I listened to it with my headphones on, and I was like, the fucking, like, there's an orchestra in it.
Do you know
what? There's turntable, there's steel drums. And I was like, man, this fucking...
There's a lot going on.
Hard, though, like...
And there was... And you know what? I first put it on, and I was like, and we'll play it now, but I first put it on, and I was like, ugh. And then about a minute and a half in, it changes. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I liked it. So.
I think... Space are a very underrated band, I would say, you know?
I've never even heard of them.
Well, you know this one. And you know the Ballad of Tom Jones. Nope. Him and Kerry, not Katona.
Catatonia.
Yeah, Kerry's Matthews. And it was like, impressive. You stopped us from killing each other. Tom Jones, you'll never know that
I feel like I would hate that.
Like I would never throw my knickers at you.
Here's the other song.
I don't come from Wales. Here's Space. Tune. That's something that you've taken for granted for most of your life, and I bet you listen to them now like, my God.
You know what? That Terry, as good as he is at recommending movies, he's even better at recommending music, is probably what you're saying to yourself right now.
Me? Yes.
Yeah. Not you. No, me. The listener. Yeah.
But I think we're going to have to wrap it.
Because we got to record our Patreon episode. Mm. What's that? You don't want us to stop, you dirty bastard. Well, we don't have to stop because we're going to carry this party next door over on Patreon. Entry fee is £5. You pay at the door and then you pay again every month for the rest of your life. and it's a but it's a fun time. And you will get
so much.
Do we even have to? I mean, you know what you get.
No, but if you're new listening,
I'll tell you what you get. You get two bono episodes a month. That's bonus. You get shape this show. You're breathing on my phone. You get to shape this episode by
tighten it up.
Already off the rails. You get to shape this show by coming up with suggestions. We will listen to you. And like, for example, someone just half mentioned the radio show on Patreon, and look at this. We've done it.
You get what you asked for.
Exactly. That would have been a far more succinct way of saying it. You also get access to all our previous miniseries. We looked at the MCU. We looked at Ryan Gosling movies. We looked at 90s action. We looked at Big Willie's flops. And
Will Smith's bad movies.
And we have about 50 top fives. If you like this music one, you're in luck, because we have about a million music-related episodes, literal million-related music episodes on Patreon.
Figuratively.
And that's me, I'm Sven.
And you know, Andy mentioned the two bonus episodes a month where we are covering different types of movies. At the moment we're covering our heist movie miniseries. We've already locked in the can Ocean's 11, Hell or High Water, and this week, as I mentioned earlier on, we're covering 2010's The Town.
That was the movie?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I watched it.
But if you can't afford the low, low fee of €5 a month, well,
Samaritans are around.
That's a little.
Is that low blow?
That's low.
Call it, well whatever.
But I tell you what, you can do me one more thing better. You can give me a rating or review. Now, Andy.
It says we're rusty.
Yeah. Andy, this week, in the last 2 weeks, I've watched 13 movies.
Absolutely mental.
But
yeah.
I don't want a 13-star review. I want a 5-star review.
Amazing.
Kevin. If you could do that, it'd be great. If you tag a friend, tell a friend, share the podcast, all that good stuff. If you enjoy, listen to it. Really helps us grow the podcast.
And you know what? We say that every week, and some of you have been a lot better at liking the post, at least. Yeah, at least you can do. But not a lot of people sharing it or tagging friends. So if you could do that, I don't want to put any rules on you here, but it's a requirement, to be honest, if you want to be part of the crew, that you have to admit another member before
what Andy's trying to say is, you got to pay the toll troll if you want to get that, into boy's that
boy's
hole.
Soul. Okay, well.
Oh. Boy's soul.
On that note, we're going to go and record our Patreon. If you want to listen to it, check it out. If you are a patron, check it out.
And before we go, one last thing I want to say. Big thank you, as ever, to Neil Murray, who records our theme song for here and over on the Patreon. Give him a follow on the old socials. I think Dual P Music is his great band. They're doing a few gigs around before Christmas. I think you get him on Neil Murray Music over on YouTube as well. He's a great musician and an even better guy.
And that's rare, but it's true.
Yeah.
We love you, Neil. And we love you.
Well
Terry will love you over on the paywall.
With the big L behind the paywall.
And we'll see you next week. Here's another song from me.
Get it together.
That Red Bull, man. I haven't had one of these energy drinks in months. I can't even...
We're leaving all that in, by the way. Struck me like
the door. Anyone home, that's just what they do. Right in front of you, like a cannonball, slamming through your wall. In their face I saw what they're fighting for. Kid is creeping, they're never gonna make it till the end, I guess. Shot me like a cord, I'm an ugly boy, holding out the night, lonely afterlife, banging on the door. I don't wanna know, sinking like a stone.
Hold on, before we start, do you know what song you're gonna choose
for my crappy song?
For your first song right now, like that we're gonna go into. So I'm gonna do the intro, and then I'm gonna
throw it to you,
and you're gonna say, "Like we're doing the radio show," and then you can kick in with your little.
Can I tell you what it is? You're not surprised. So I'm gonna go with "Waiting on You All" from George Harrison.
Yeah,
because I'm very annoyed at myself that I forgot to even mention it in the last one.
Perfect,
and I love it. So
yeah,
okay.
Okay, ready?
In 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast.